Good morning. The first item for today is Condition Use 2186 for Mount Air. At your last meeting, the County Council extended the date for comments from the public. That was until December 26th. We did receive comments. They were provided in your paperless packet. So at this time, you can officially close the record. And again, the comments were provided to Council.
Okay. So the record's officially closed?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Old business.
First item is 2190 for Stephen and Helen Falcone. Planning Commission held a public hearing. At that hearing, there was concern regarding the site plan, so the Planning Commission did recommend denial of the application. At County Council, when you held your public hearing, you left the record open for a revised site plan. That site plan was provided your last public planning County Council meeting. At that time, you deferred for further consideration for that site plan, and again, we are back for your decision regarding that revised site plan and the conditional use as an office.
Any questions of council? Any questions? Mr. Moore, I'm going to ask you to read the short title. I do want to say, for those of you in the room, I'm not sure what you're here for, but whichever one it is, regardless of how the vote come on these issues, I would tell you we demand decorum in here. There'll be no booing, there'll be no applause, no anything. You go outside, anything you want to do in this chamber, you're going to have decorum, so thank you. Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.26 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Burton.
Yeah, this is in my district, and the reason that I deferred it essentially last year was because I just wasn't ready. But the essence of my re-looking at this and giving the applicant 90 days was that the site is non-conforming. But it doesn't mean that nothing should be done with it. So I gave time to the applicant to really look at the site for what it was, and then to bring us a site plan back that makes the site work as it is. And because what I didn't want to do is approve it. I didn't want to deny it, and I didn't want to approve it and then have it go to Board of Adjustments and need four variances. You know, that just seems to be just backwards, is that you approve it, and then in order to make it work, I got to go to Board of Adjustments to get four other variances. So the applicant took the time and resubmitted a site plan, and for that reason, I have this motion. Although the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended denial of this application, I disagree with its recommendation. I move that this application for a conditional use of an office be approved based upon the record made at the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Sussex County Council public hearing for the following reasons. The site location is appropriate for the application for the applicant's proposed use as an accounting office. DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study because the use would have diminished effects on traffic. The use, with the conditions and limitations placed upon it, will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or roadways. The proposed improvements will significantly improve the aesthetics of the intersection at Beaver Dam and Church Road. The property is located in a Sussex County operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, and the proposed wastewater capacity is available for the project. The use as a professional office is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the present and future residents of Sussex County by providing such a use in a convenient location. No one spoke in favor or opposition to the application. This approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulation. The use shall be limited to professional offices. The conditional use is approved subject to the applicant's newly submitted site plan entitled Lands H&S Properties LLC, prepared by the Kirshner Group, Inc., dated November 11, 2019, which shows the site contains sufficient space for the use and required parking. The hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and by appointment during tax season. The current structure is non-conforming and shall not be permitted for this use, business versus residential. All future improvements on the property shall comply with all setbacks. The size and characteristic of this property may pose challenges to the designing a building for that use that conforms with the setbacks of on the property, and variances may need to be sought from the Board of Adjustment. The approval of this conditional use is not diminutive of whatever any variances should or should not be granted for this property. So that, said it differently, is that I don't want the Board of Adjustments to think that because we approved it that all variances should also be approved. It's just we got to look at it for what it is. No parking shall be permitted in the front yard setback. All parking shall be shown on the final site plan. All parking and entrances shall be in compliance with DLDOT's requirements and the Sussex County Zoning Code. DLDOT approval shall be required before the applicant receives final site plan approval. One unlighted sign shall be permitted on the property. The sign shall not exceed 36 by 36 and shall not be permitted in the front yard setback. All exterior lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on the neighboring properties or roadways. All stormwater management shall meet DENREC standards and shall be shown on the final site plan. The applicant shall be required to move all dead trees on the site, and all landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I knew that your vote was yes, you said.
My vote was yes. That was a long ramble.
Just making sure.
May I ask a question, please?
You
stated a 36 by 36 lighted sign.
Unlighted.
Okay. I'm guessing you mean how 36 square feet, or are we talking inches? I just want to, I'm just making sure. And you said not within the front yard setback?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
It's just that intersection is just, I don't want to sign it out there in front of the block in the view.
Just wanted to make sure I heard that one right. Yes, thank you.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes for the reasons given by Mr. Burton.
Mr. Riley.
I will also vote yes for the reasons and conditions and stipulations articulated by Councilman Burton.
Mr. Wilson.
I also vote yes on regulations of code that Mr. Burton, sit down.
I also will vote yes based on the reasons and conditions placed by Mr. Burton. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you. The next application is CU-2176 KH Sussex LLC. Council held a public hearing back in September. At that time, you left the record open for comments from agencies and written responses from the public. The record was closed at your December 17th meeting, and those comments received from the public and the applicant were provided to the council for your consideration and review. I'm happy to answer any questions regarding the application.
Question of council. Mr. Moore, your short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a convenience store with fueling station to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.51 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through H.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion?
Is that 5 acres?
Is it
three point five one five one.
I thought it's 3.5.
Yeah. More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a difficult application that stirred up a lot of passions and concerns of the people who live in the area. The proposed conditional use. I have listened to and scrutinized the testimony that's contained in the public record. I'm aware that the applicant previously brought an application before the council for a change of zone to C3 for a similar project. Even though I was not a member of the council at the time of the previous application, I'm aware that there were discussions that while the site may be appropriate for commercial use, C3 was a zoning district permitted with permitted uses that were too intensive. Although the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of this application, I disagree with its recommendations for the reasons given by council for the denial of the C3 change of zone, which I incorporate by reference as well as for the following additional reasons. Number one, although the current application is for a conditional use which can be granted with conditions and not for a change of zone, the use being requested is similar to those permitted in a C3 zone. It's basically the same project as the original change of zone application, and therefore the same concerns are still present for the small tract of land at this location. Two, I have read it and understand the improvements that are slated for the intersection and those proffered by the applicant if this conditional use is approved. However, I still have many concerns that there will be a major source of congestion. The public presented evidence of long delays due to traffic backups, and the current congestion will only increase when combined with the additional housing being constructed in close proximity to the site. Though improvements are planned for this intersection, DelDOT does not intend to commence construction until fiscal year 2022. Three, granting this conditional use will create a precedent for future commercial type activity in the area. Four, while there is significant residential growth in the area, there are no other major businesses located at that intersection, which is Route 24 and Angola Road. This use would be out of character and incompatible with the surrounding properties, and it does not promote the orderly growth of the county. Five, while most of the site is currently used for commercial purposes, including a conditional use for marine storage and services, construction services, grass mowing, and power washing, these are fairly low-impact uses that do not generate a lot of traffic to and from the site. The proposed use is much more intensive than what currently exists on the site and will generate much more traffic than the current uses do. As a result, this new conditional use is not a reasonable expansion of the prior conditional use on the site. Therefore, the proposed conditional use does not meet the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Six, the proposed use does not promote the purposes of the AR1 district and its regulations, which seek to prevent untimely scattering of more dense urban uses, which should be confined to areas planned for efficient extension of public services. And seven, this is an appropriate location for less intensive, low-impact uses that serve the community and neighborhood, but the intersection and surrounding areas are not appropriate for more intensive uses that generate higher traffic volume, and it is not appropriate to start that trend of more intensive uses at this intersection spreading out from all four corners of it. While there is currently marine storage and services, construction services, grass mowing, and power washing on the site, the business is small in nature with limited conditions imposed as part of the conditional use approval, and it does not unduly affect traffic congestion at this intersection. The existing conditional use is not the same thing as the applicant's intended use as a high volume convenience store with 8 fueling stations and 16 pumps. For the foregoing reasons, I vote no.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Riley.
As Councilman Hudson said, this was a difficult decision. There's a lot of thought, time been given to this, and for the reasons that he articulated, I agree with Councilman Hudson. I vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, on this case here, they're talking about fuel leakage in the creeks and stuff like that. Well, the old tanks used to be steel, and new tanks are fiberglass, and they're going to be much better tanks than the old tanks will definitely be. So the intersection will be improved, and I think the traffic will be cut down because they put this service station there, or the service station, anyway, convenience store, I should call it. Because they'll be able, won't have a car right down the road. So I think I've always believed in property rights. So I'm going to vote yes.
And that's based on recommendations of planning and zoning?
I recommend what P&Z did.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Burton.
Uh, This application has raised a lot of public outreach from hundreds of emails, protests out front, letters to the editors, meetings, and a lot of conversations. Our decision will ultimately be made from the information given through the public hearing and how it relates to our recently adopted comprehensive land use plan. This point should echo the importance of being involved in the public process of ordinances. To only come out when a rezoning is in your backyard is short-sighted for the overall good of Sussex County. I would like to go on record as my thoughts on this application. Statements like the previous application was the same and it was denied, therefore this application should or must also be denied. There are two different, these were two different applications. They're just completely different, as Mr. Hudson stated. The previous application was for a change of zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial. The C3 zoning would allow for manufacturing plants, auto dealerships, distribution centers, to name a few. That type of zoning in this location was out of character and was voted down. This application is requesting to change an AR1 zoning with a conditional use that currently allows for grass cutting, power washing, boat storage. So that would change it from that conditional use to a conditional use that would allow a 24/7 7-Eleven convenience store. This is a big difference, so you just can't relate the two. Because the application is a conditional use, it allows us to review the application as to exactly what it will be when it is fully developed. And the first question for me when reviewing a conditional use is the application a good match for the surrounding area? Then what conditions were either proffered by the applicant or requested by the neighbors to make an application fit better into the surrounding area? The proximity of this type of conditional use to Sarah Glen Stream, which eventually flows into the inland bays, is of great concern to me. Additionally, the Sarah Glen area is also in close proximity to one of Sussex County's largest water recharge areas. The improvements to the intersection will most certainly have a great effect to the quality and safety of the surrounding residents and visitors. However, placing a high-traffic commercial 24/7 operation of this newly built intersection could negate all the quality and safety improvements the intersection improvements would provide. During our comprehensive land use plan process, we had discussions of planning for nodes of commercial. Having commercial clustered together for one-stop shopping cuts down the number of trips from traffic conversing from one commercial center to the next. There is a commercially zoned area to the east and the west. It is my hope that by permitting commercially zoned nodes comprising of different types of businesses, it will help decrease the congestion on the area roadways by limiting the number of trips. It is for these reasons and concerns and those stated by other council members that my vote is to deny this conditional use.
Based on Mr. Hudson's...
based on Mr. Hudson's recommendation.
Okay. And based on Mr. Hudson's recommendations and Mr. Burton's comments, I will also vote no, motion defeated. Next is proposed introduction of ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are six today. And the first is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a special needs school to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 32.43 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily, 48 apartments, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.05 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Next one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a 15-acre borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 220.30 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wills introduces it.
Next one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.093 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Next one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis from Hobart 100, Sussex County, containing 0.92 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a HI1 heavy industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 3.60 acres more or less.
You mean everyone's got one except Councilman Hudson?
I've had enough.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
He don't have no land up there, are you?
Councilmember comments, councilmember comments.
Could I?
Mr. Riley.
I just want to say that the conclusion of the first year on council, it's been a pleasure and a real learning experience, and, yeah, I really appreciate the efforts of the staff and my fellow council members, and, you know, I think it's been a good year for the county, and looking forward to this coming year.
Well said.
Any more comments from council? Comments from council? Entertained a motion to go into executive session for pending litigation, land acquisition, and personnel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.